It's time for the public to comment now, and Gail Dixon is first.
Thank you.
Just so everybody knows, Gail Dixon was a signatory to the LAB lawsuit. She was the only member of the LAB lawsuit that I'd never met before. In D.C., we didn't have a whole lot of contacts at that period. That was before a lot of the network-wide stuff happened. So I just want to welcome her as somebody who was a crucial supporter of the legal effort to deal with the structural adjustment in Pacifica.
Well, thank you. I didn't expect all that, but it's always nice to hear something positive about what you've done. I was going to sit quietly and just listen. I'm a member of the LSB here in D.C. at WPFW and was a member of the, quote, old advisory board. And I, like Ambrose, who's just one of my... just one of the most impressive people in my life and has taught me much, taught me through this radio station, through the Pacifica Network, and like many people, but he's been one of the leading lights, not just for me, but for so very many people in this city and around the country. And I feel, as he does, one of the other things that I did that I always, and I always wonder why I did it, was run for and become a member of our what was once our elected school board here in the District of Columbia. And Ambrose, again, was one of the people who sought to support the principles of being an elected person in this city of non-democratic principle. And PFW was one of the only places where we had a voice to even talk about the reasons why we needed to maintain, I think in some respects, what David is talking about in terms of civic, not just participation, but civic education. And as Ambrose talks about bringing to the fore through this network the very positive things about many people in our communities who don't often hear about themselves in those terms. It's very important that we look, and it's one of the things that I, along with other people, have been saying for years, not only here in the city, but nationally, through the network, I would like to see a few things done and be considered, especially in terms of programming. Public education is not going away. I shudder to think what would happen. If we think it's bad now, you think about your streets. If we didn't have any form of educating those who want to learn. If we think we're in hell now, we'd be in super hell. And I think it's very important, and I find it very interesting, that there has never been some kind of national programming that dealt with education in a very consistent way. Students, faculty who very seldom have a voice, and parents. We tried to get a parenting show going that was produced by parents some years back, and it's always just kind of been blown away. I would like for this board to think about, and I'm now part of the National Programming Committee, and it's one thing I'm going to push for very, very hard, that we think about some kind of national programming in terms of public education, not charter schools, not vouchers, not public education. In terms of what Ambrose is talking about, again, in my lifetime, I worked at our high school of the arts, the Duke Ellington School, where young people came in, and I can tell you they came from every walk of life, many of them not knowing even who Duke Ellington was. They just knew it was a place where they could come and play music, or they could come and study theater or dance or any of the other disciplines. When you speak about Houston, the Houston School of the Arts is phenomenal, as the Baltimore School of the Arts. That's not to mention all the other schools that, through thick and thin, and it's usually thin, keep at least a music program going. but without very little support from the systems that they have to deal with every day. So I would ask that there be real consideration given to what Ambrose is talking about, what I'm talking about, and what many people feel. The number of people, even in this city, who don't know that PFW is here because it's not been put out there to them. Not because people from who are involved with the station aren't trying to do that, but because we are not the land of corporate America. We don't have the bucks to put the word out there the way we'd like to. And many people are so busy just trying to survive, the only thing they depend on is what they see on television or hear on commercial stations. There's got to be a better way, and we have to be the larger voice to do that.
Thank you. Billy Ray, you wanted to speak next? By the way, I'm not keeping a tight clock because we have a half hour of public comment, and I can see from the audience that we don't have 15 people, so I think we can do 3 minutes per person.
My name is Billy Ray, Billy Ray Edwards. And I want to say to you all that was here the last time, welcome back to Washington, D.C. And I'm glad to see us on at a better occasion. I'm a firm believer in what Martin Luther King said, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. And I stand, and a matter of fact, some of you were here, had to walk to the radio station when an injustice was done to me at a parking lot here in Washington, right? I'm like Dave, I'm fed up with Pacifica. I'm fed up. I'm burnt out, but it's not, it's been 30 years for me, 30 solid years for me. And the reason I'm burnt out is just so many things going on right now, like the dump switch, which in a sense is just censorship. Profanity delays is what Greg calls it in his report. And I believe in real-time programming and real-time radio, simply because I never considered WPFW anything other than a local mass emergency communications outlet, in which what I was trained to do in the military, to set up these type of things. And that's why I have spent the last 30 years to defend the right of this community to have access and control over the radio station here in this city. One of the other reasons that I'm pretty much fed up with Pacifica is, you know, you're getting ready to go digital radio. I mean, I just hope that it's not going to be treated like the SCA channels that was rented on both sides of the frequency, that the money was lackluster. I mean, it took me 15 years to find out, there was some money gained by the rental of that sideband. Now, I don't know how many different channels you might be getting if you get HD radio. Now, the question should be, at some point in time, who is the people that's going to rent these channels? You know, because who controls the gold rule and how much is being rented for? I noticed in Greg's report here, I don't see no money in it. You know, this kind of thing. And I just want to suggest to you all, I want to say this. I think people in Pacifica need to start thinking about dissolving Pacifica and then reorganizing Pacifica as an affiliate network that would allow each community right now who holds their license in Pacifica maybe to get their license if you reorganize the network. Because at the last time you were here in Washington, D.C., I heard some stuff about leveraging assets. You know, now you're talking about must carry. So that's telling me that there's a dictatorship coming down the pike. And I think y'all need to get your heads together and start to think, you know, that you need to protect your community instead of sit there and go along to get along. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Thank you. Who would like to speak next? Serene? Nia? Do we all just need a break? All right, well, the mic is open now, and we're going to try to maintain quality, but pretty much anybody can walk up and do what they need to on the mic. Go ahead, John.
Just a real brief thing, and this is probably a legal question, but there are performance rights for music, so you may have to, if you do have your choirs performing, they may have to pay a licensing fee for the music if it's copying under, if it's still under copyright. And that's it. Oh, and I think that the Creative Commons stuff sounds really important to continue to look into.
Thanks, John. We all just need a little time to eat. Or Serene, do you have some stuff for us? It'd sort of be surprising if it didn't.
I thought there'd be more local people here because I know there's a lot of stuff happening in D.C.
They're all out doing all the stuff that's happening in D.C.
Yeah, not that kind of stuff. I want to sort of go back to my technology thing. I'm not a techie. I'm, in fact, virtually illiterate in spite of the computer in my hand. But I want to read this because I think it's really important. And some people have mentioned some of these things this morning, but I'm going to repeat it because I don't think it can be said often enough. Still hasn't apparently sunk through. Pacifica aims to expand the venues for living our mission by ensuring that indigenous, native-born, and maybe we can even get a motion out of this before the weekend is over, native-born, immigrant, and immigrant youth in communities of color are provided with opportunities to learn and own broadcast technologies. To this end, national grants should be sought for stations to buy equipment for ISDN quality remote radio and internet broadcasts of meetings of our boards, committees, task force, and working groups, and to cover other away-from-home events, meaning away from the studio, so that those unable to buy their own equipment may also have an opportunity to get paid. A novel idea. They might be able to buy equipment if they got paid. Training opportunities in what I call MEOs, which are money-earning opportunities, shall be afforded to all unpaid staff in an equitable manner. All network-wide opportunities will be posted on Pacifica's main site and to each of the station sites and promptly disseminated to staff lists by station management. Selection processes shall be developed in consultation with broad, I'm sorry, should be developed after broad input from unpaid staff and where existent unpaid staff organizations. Local training and earning opportunities shall be given the same treatment on station sites and staff lists. And effective in June 2007, streaming and recording of in-person meetings of the board shall be treated as both training opportunities with priority given to youth, people of color, and women. In other words, I want a bunch of brown, red, yellow, black men and women under the age of 25 in the first graduating class. And in each case, the national technology people shall work with grassroots audio activists. We're in D.C. As far as I know, Reem is still in D.C. When we were locked out in 2001, WBIX, which was Reem and Errol Maitland and Reem Kathuda, saved our sanity and our asses. Okay? So we're in D.C. I'm hoping that someone actually reached out to Reem to help stream this meeting because she still does D.C. co-op work. And she doesn't make any money from that, so I'm hoping that a paid opportunity was offered and she was simply unavailable. Because I would hate to think that we are such a rusty bunch that the people who actually did the work and do the work aren't given an opportunity when they can actually generate dollars for it, having done all these hours and hours, lugging equipment, you know, from here to there on an unpaid basis. In fact, the person who seems to have gotten the paid gig was actually trained by Reem. But, hey, go figure.
Yes, sir.
Hi. My name is Frank Ferguson. I'm a listener here in PFW land. I am also an old guy who has been therefore COINTELPRO'd, you know, longer than others. And I am also very aware of things having to do with computers. I have a business in computers and so on. And I know that one of the issues in using computers for, like in radio for people and websites where Pacifica programs are echoed is that the people that come in and download those programs are all tracked. They're all put in databases and so on. And if you doubt that, you can check out some of the work that Electronic Frontiers Foundation has been doing, especially their legal work recently. So what's the solution to this tracking? Well, I believe Pacifica has the solution in over the air, because over the air can't be tracked. At least it's very difficult to track it. And, of course, when somebody records a program, especially when they put it in their computer, which, of course, they can do by digitizing it, they then can make CDs. And they can pass those CDs out to their friends, and those friends can make copies of the CDs and pass them out, and so on. And all of this activity, all of this programming is not trackable. It doesn't go in the database. So what I'm high on and suggesting is let's utilize on all five stations the early morning hours. I don't know what early morning is, maybe 2 to 5 a.m., and have some programs that are the better programs of Pacifica on all five stations, and encourage people to put them in their computer and make CDs. Now, you may be concerned about copyright and legal issues. But there's nothing to worry about because it's perfectly legal to, if you have the right to record something in your home, it's perfectly legal to make as many copies as you want of them and give or lend. Actually, lending is better than giving. Lending and asking the person to give it back to you sometime in the future.
Time.
So I just want Pacifica to consider the mechanisms of having these early morning hours used for programs that people can record and distribute.
Thank you. Anybody else? Just on that point, you know, I'll just tell you guys, do you know you can put up a wireless hotspot and serve audio to a 1 kilometer radius?
Yeah.
Your access point?
Yeah.
If our content was licensed in such a way that our listeners could do that, we could do what the gentleman is talking about without going through the effort of burning CDs. You put it up on your wireless access point. These MP3 players will be wireless enabled within a year or two. Every listener of Pacifica could be broadcasting Pacifica in their local area to all these devices at no bandwidth cost to us.
What's the radius
again? Right now it's about 1 kilometer, am I right? Does anybody know? I mean, it depends on your equipment. John? It's about 1 kilometer radius, isn't it? A wireless access point, if I have a wireless access point and with a strong antenna, you can get about 0.5 kilometer radius, is it? Huh? There were, I mean, maybe it's smaller than that, but a significant distance if you mount it properly. Well, I think we should take then a formal break until 1:45, at which point we'll reconvene in an executive session. We have an executive session at that point. And then when we come back, we'll be dealing with committee reports.